Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to Cowboy Wisdom Radio. I was waiting for a song to come on. I'm sorry. My name's Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching. And I apologize. I've kind of lost my voice and I got a very sore throat, but we're going to do this. Anyway, we're waiting for Ian Lawton to call in with Soul Seed. Soul Seed is a unique product. It's made from seeds. And when Ian comes on, and there's one thing about life. Life does get in the way of life, and something may have come up today. So you can't think about what anything is. You got to go with what's here and present it to you. And I want to talk about Mercury retrograde. And I've been experiencing Mercury retrograde probably as most challenging as I ever know it. I don't understand a lot about it, but it actually changes the energy and it plays with computers and just everything in life. But it really features old patterns and old paradigms. And I really made a deal with it, and I'm starting to understand it. And what I did this time is I want to feature everything in me that is holding me back or doing anything. So I chose to really engage deep inside myself this time. And I did, and I still am. And what this is all about is me engaging in me. And Ian's on the line. I want to bring Ian on, if everything works right. Oh, Ian, can you hear me? Oh. This is Mercury retrograde right here. I can't get it to do its thing. I want to welcome Ian to the show if he can hear me. Okay, it ain't playing right today. Well, we have some computer glitches, and that's just what Mercury retrograde is. Okay, we're going to try this again. For some reason, it wants to play games. Anyway, but anyway, Ian's with Soul Seeds, and it's www.soulseeds.com is where you can find the information. And I don't know why this thing won't play today. Anyway, I'm trying to get Ian to get on here, but the Blog Talk don't want to play right today, so we're going to keep going here until we get it right. But Soul Seed is a product that really expands. It's actually soul health is what it is. It's for your inner size, but Ian will explain to it. And I don't know why I can't get Ian to come on here. But anyway, I'm going to keep talking until I can get the screen to work. It just isn't loading tonight. Anyway, that is what I was speaking about. Mercury plays with computers, and it plays with everything in life. And we're just experiencing the computer age glitches right today. But it's really about opening things out here. And I got to keep going, and I'm not a good multitasker. And You know, I can't figure this little guy out and don't want to play. But anyway, but what Soul Seeds does, it helps you, and Ian and them have developed a very, very unique process here on expanding your life. And everything is just playing. But anyway, what this thing is doing, its games and everything else, it isn't loading the whole thing because it didn't load this and everything else. So we're trying to hit another button, and we've kind of done something else now. Wow, we've hit everything. It still isn't coming up. It isn't loading the platform today for some reason. So I'm going to close it and reopen it and see what happens. And if I lose everybody, I'll be right back. But I'm trying to fill in here. You go to www.soulseeds.com and see what's going on. And it just isn't loading it. And now I'm going to go back to the platform here and see what happens. Maybe I can load it up a second time. And it just seems like today has been this way. I've been loading stuff on Amazon for a week, and today I couldn't load it. So I don't know what's happening, but it's really been a challenge the last 2 days. But it's been a patience building. And Ian, I apologize, but this thing just isn't letting me do this and talk to you. So, only other thing we can do is I got to three-way calling. I may have to call Ian and three-way him onto the show so we can talk. So it's going to be just a second here, but we got to outsmart the computer right now, and that's what we have to do. It doesn't want to play right, so we'll outsmart it. So, Ian, I'm going to ask you to hang up, and then I'm going to call you and then call back into the show. So all the listeners just stay on, and I'll be right back. Ian, I'm going to call you, and then I'm going to call into the phone call because the switchboard won't let us. Hey, Ian, can you hear me?
I got you, Rob.
And yeah, I hear you quite well, and I want to welcome Ian Lawton to the show with Soul Seeds. I was on your website for just a little bit today. You guys have a really unique product, but you're actually, something I discovered when I was reading that, you're actually putting nature back with spiritual growth that will really expand people. How did you come up with that, and is that what it's really doing? That's what I kind of felt when I was reading your stuff today.
Yeah, I think you caught it. You hit the nail on the head, Rob. Nature is really important, and I think, you know, my wife Meg and I, we really appreciate nature. We love to be in nature. We love the lessons of nature. And I think a lot of people these days look to nature for their spirituality, and, you know, a lot of people don't go to church anymore, but they talk about the, you know, finding their church out in nature. So we wanted to create a site where people could get as close to an online experience of nature as possible. And the reason being, nature is not pretentious. Nature doesn't have anything to prove. It's not afraid of anything. It just is. And really the essence of Soul Seeds is that people will find the freedom just to be and find the true essence of who they are and live like nature, live without pretense, live without fear, live without concern about the future. Just be in the moment. That's really the essence of Soul Seeds.
You know, as you're saying that, something really come to me. I grew up on a farm in South Dakota. But here's the thing. When this country was 99% farming or everything related, this country had a lot of moral ethics. And, you know, a handshake was like signing a contract. And since we've become more to the city, we've really got away from that. And do you feel that we're going back to being more like of a handshake deal with people on a grassroots movement?
Yeah, actually, I agree with you. I think that, you know, we did certainly lose something. I guess my basic philosophy is that everything that we need for a completely fulfilled and peaceful and happy and loving life, we already have within us. So when it comes to, you know, wanting more love in your life, it's not about finding more love. It's about tearing away all the barriers to love that you have within yourself. And if you're looking for more peace, you want to strip away those barriers to peace. So I think that's the essence. Now that, you know, city life often puts some extra barriers in the way of experiencing your true nature or peace. So I think people in the city have a different spiritual path to remove some of those layers that are pretty much barriers to an experience of their true nature. And what I think's happened, because I think you're right, I think it is harder in the city, but I think what city folk have started doing is looking to things like yoga and eating well and, you know, book clubs and whatever they can do, which is basically finding ways to support them to strip away those barriers. Because I think a lot of people today, whether they're city or rural, have come to that realization that the true fulfillment in life is already there. It just needs to be rediscovered or remembered or however you want to put that. So I think that even people in the city, they'll get away to the country whenever they can and look for ways within the city to, you know, you go to New York City these days and you find, I can't remember what it's called, but there's a walkway that runs across a large slab of one side of New York City, and they've tried to create as much of a green feel there as they can with open space, and it's above a building, so you walk on top of the buildings for a while. I did it a couple of months ago, and it was you gave you a bit of a sense of being in the city but still having some space. So, yeah, I think people are finding, one way or another, people will always find a way back to spirit. That's the thing. It's like a compelling call that we all have to rediscover that which we always were but might have forgotten.
You know, that's absolutely really profound. But you said something at the very beginning of that, and you're one of the few people that in the spiritual realm that say strip away the barriers or let go of everything. It isn't that it's not in there. It's stripping away and letting go of everything that we think we have to have instead of just really realizing the essence of everything we have without that.
Right. Yeah, it's a very profound truth once you stop the battle. You know, and I think a lot of spiritual paths are still full of battle. And that's the last thing there should be. You know, it should be a matter of stopping and not even physically stopping, but spiritually stopping or stopping on the inside from time to time and just saying, well, you know, it's all there. It's all there already. I see it. I realize it. I'm awake to it. And the point of affirmations is to remind yourself of things that are already true and you already know them. So when I, you know, the best compliment I can get for the affirmations I write is when people say, you know, you just reminded me of something I already knew. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to get people in their real life, everyday situations, challenges, problems, give them a little thought or a little turn of phrase or a metaphor, an image that says to them, yes, that resonates. It's almost like an inner memory. It's not a memory that I can say, well, this happened. It's like a memory. It's like, it's like an aha. It's like, wow. It's like, yes. So that's really the point of affirmations is a little prompt or a little reminder of things that you already know to be true.
You know, that's absolutely true what you just said. I do the same thing, but, you know, Ian, something that I've really expanded into in my affirmations, I quit punctuating them.
Oh, yeah. Because
the subconscious hits a period. The subconscious stops. And what you just said is when they get that moment, that ha-ha moment or that energized moment, they hit a blueprint that they in the subconscious. And that's where the aha comes from. It isn't that they remembered they opened out an imprint they always had, and they buried it with all the negativity the pessimism they encountered.
That makes sense. I like that. So no periods, but I think commas are good because commas give you a little moment of pause.
Yeah. See, and I separate mine. Now, I put them in one sentences and then I separate it. So the sentence separates it and they get the pause and a clear space in there.
Yeah, I like that. I like it.
I mean, just try it. Just open yourself up and do that and just do that. And it really made a difference with me. And I wrote a whole affirmation book without any punctuation.
Really? Interesting. Huh.
And see, that's the thing about personal expansion, there's no right or wrong way. It's just what opens you out. And it is a personal opening. Because
that's absolutely right. And that's one of the reasons why we created Soul Seeds the way we did. So, you know, if any of the listeners go and have a look on the site there, you'll find that you can select affirmations according to different categories so that we try and tap into where people are at and not assume that everyone needs the same affirmation. Rather, you know, you tell us what's going on in your life right now, and we give you an affirmation that'll match that. You can reshape the affirmations, and we have a journal space that we offer people who log on there, and in that journal space you can write your own affirmations, you can redesign the affirmations, you can take all the punctuation out, you can do whatever you want to them to make them real and meaningful for you. So we've tried to do exactly what you're describing there and make this as personal an experience as possible. I think people will find that if they go and visit the site.
And, you know, it's at www.soulseeds.com. And basically, it's opening your eyes to see the world. But, you know, your eyes are your soul to you. Your eyes are your soul. Your eyes are your window to your soul. But also your eyes are the window to your soul's window to the world.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, if you truly see your own soul, then you're looking at everything without separation. So, yeah, if you're truly seeing that, and it's the same with your hearing. And, you know, the thought I had today was the center of the human balance system is in the inner ear. So, really, if you want to find balance in your life, then listen. Listen within, and you'll hear it. You can see it. You can hear it. It's all there, and once you see it, once you hear it, once you feel it, what you're feeling, seeing, and hearing is everything. It's all one. It's all related.
You know, you said something right there, something that I'm really expanded into is what you just said. Something I said on my radio show last night is write your legacy and listen to the legacy and move your life forward with your legacy.
Yeah, I like it. I like it, Rob. That's very cool.
But, I mean, it's listening every day, galvanizing a fluent, an adroit common, an acumen combination, guessing all your life.
Yeah, that's, right. Yeah, so it's like, it's the way I think of it, it's like a different way of knowing. You know, like we tend to think in our lives that there's only one way of knowing, and that is logical or linear. This is true because this is true because this has a cause because this has an effect. And I think that spiritual knowledge is slightly different to that. I think spiritual knowledge is like when you feel your way forward, you just see, you see as if with an inner eye what the next step is, and you just know it's right. and you can just move into it very naturally. And so the future unfolds through you. It's not about planning. It's not about guessing. It's about moving into it. It's about letting the future present itself through you. So, you know, I think there's a strong emphasis in spirituality of being present. Well, that, you know, that word presence, an interesting word, because the future presents itself if you're awake to it, if you allow it to, and just let it emerge. So I think, you know, focusing on that word present, presence, being a present, your legacy being a gift to the world, letting it all emerge one moment by moment by moment, step by step, feeling your way forward.
Ian, just give everybody the key to life. If you do what he just said and open yourself up to it, you'll live, because that's true. But here's the thing. The past doesn't exist because you don't respond in the past. You respond in the present from a previous experience ingrained in your subconscious. Because the subconscious and the spirit and your DNA, they remember everything from every life you've ever experienced. But that imprint comes forth when it's activated from your daily life.
That's true, Rob. I can't remember who said this, but there was a quote I read somewhere that said the past is tense and the present perfect. I think that's how it went. The past is tense and the present perfect. So the past only exists as memory and often hurt and, you know, assumptions and so much of that is part of what we need to strip away in order to be fully engaged in the present moment. So, yeah, that past, that really trips us up, and the past is one of the places where the ego likes to dwell, but that can really trip us up from the spiritual path.
You know, that's absolutely true. Your hindsight, everybody says hindsight's 20/20, but hindsight's what engages your fears and your low self-esteem.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and also I like that idea. The image is that, you know, that what you see in cars, what you see in the mirror looks bigger than it really is. And I think when we live in the rear vision mirror, when we live constantly looking back at the past, things can look a lot bigger than they really are. So we magnify what happened to us and we hold on to it. It's like, this happened to me, this was unjust, this was unfair, and I'm hanging on to it, and it's stopping me from fully engaging in the now. You know, we can justify that. We say, well, you know, so-and-so hurt me. It was their fault. They're not even sorry for it. I hear that all the time. They weren't sorry. They're not repentant. And I'm like, well, who are you punishing? Are you punishing them or are you punishing yourself? And maybe now's the time to accept that they've got their karma. You've got your karma. Live your life. If you're not getting an apology from them, then so be it. Then move on. Let them be them. Let you be you. And stop letting the past control the way you live and the way you react to things now.
You know, that's true. People buy into what other people say. You know, something that and this just happened to me a couple weeks ago. I've never, ever had anything to complain about, never had a broken heart. I've had a broken pride and a broken ego, but I've never had anything to complain about. Only time I was complaining when I wasn't looking at the expanding lesson in the situation.
Right, yeah. Yeah, there's always something there. There's always something there for us. Even when it's hard to see it and, you know, it's hard to get past the pain, it's there.
It is. And, you know, we're so ingrained in the suffering through everything, we look for the suffering before we look for the good in life.
Right. Yeah, and then you know, one of the other things we do on Soul Seeds is that we've got some affirmations for people trying to lose weight. We've got some affirmations for people trying to quit smoking. We've got recovery affirmations. We've got a number of people in going through divorce, people with depression, people who are caring for those who are dying. We've got affirmations for very practical life situations. And one of the ways we approach that is not to fall into the trap of letting people get stuck in pain. You know, pain may have a really important lesson for us in the moment, but there's no reason to stay there. So one thing we're trying to do with these affirmations is to say, look, go within and find the strength and the capacity that more than you even imagine that you had to rise above this pain. Not to pretend it's not there, not to deny it, but to take it, make it part of you, and then move forward. And you're going to be stronger, you're going to be more compassionate because of it. And find your way through it, and take it with you, and then let the future start unfolding through you. So we've really tried to create affirmation resources there that take some of the real hard things in life, but give people a different perspective on them so that they can, I think you said the phrase before, enlarge, you know, enlarging people's perspective as they move through the pain.
You know, something that I've done, and this is really, it's just a simple thing. I took the word change. Actually, I took change, create, heal, and transformation out of my life. I use expand, energize, enterprise, and experience, and it frees me up on the inside.
I like that. Yeah, expand was the word I was trying to get there. Yeah, expand. That's good.
Yeah, if you start using, because you, when you choose to use expand instead of change, your life becomes freer because you start looking at it with a forward focus. It really does. I've done it myself for over a year and a half now.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. Is that something you've learned from nature too?
That's kind of something I stumbled onto, yeah. See, I can't stand to be in a dark place no more. If it's dark, I got to go find light.
Right.
I mean, I got to be light. But here, I'll show you how this really works, Ian. So you can use this. Say the words change, create, heal, and transformation. And watch your eyes and feel the front of you.
Change, create, heal, and transformation.
Eyes went narrow and down and you closed up on the front.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now say the words expand, energize, enterprise, and experience.
Expand, energize, enterprise, and experience.
Your eyes opened up and your chakras opened up at the same time.
Right. No, you're right. I like it.
And it's so simple, it shouldn't work, but it really does. But it really does. And you use them, you energize your success. See, we're so smart. The words, them are all good words, but, you know, Ian, they really create, they energize, they create drama and don't energize success. You create drama, energize success.
Yeah. No, I'm right with you on that. That's a good point. I'm going to start practicing that. You know, there's something, a phrase I've been thinking about the last few days is wounded truth. And I think there's certain wounded truths that we tell ourselves. And then, you know, they might be very valid. You know, I may have been bullied at some point in my life. But the wounded truth, like at some point you want to heal that truth and you don't want to live your whole life in the wound. I think, you know, there comes a time to say, all right, so it was what it was. I'm going to make that part of me, and I'm going to expand. And I think that's very true. And it happens in the world, and I think that we see it in so many different ways. I mean, I think even the ecological movement is that way to a certain extent. We think so pitifully about the world because, you know, we say humans are destroying the environment. Well, to a certain extent, we are. Humans are making a real muddle of the climate, etc. But at the same time, the Earth is larger, stronger, and more resilient than we could even imagine. So I want to always balance out. Okay, so maybe we need to be a bit more mindful and take more care of the Earth. But at the same time, let's acknowledge how wise and strong the Earth is, and it will, even if it has a different form, it's going to find a way to continue with or without humans. So I think, you know, like to quote George Carlin from a couple of years back, that the Earth's not the problem, it's the people that they're going to have the problem, that are going to be at risk. So I think some of these wounded truths get in the way of both our personal lives and also the way we show up in the world, the way we interact with, you know, whether it's the Earth or justice issues or whatever it is. And, like, it's all right to have those wounds and to let them heal, but at some point, let's get beyond them and stop living by those truths.
You know, what you said there is very, very insightful because I pay attention to the weather now more than I've ever done it in my life.
Yeah.
And here's something, and you can, I watched where the hurricanes, the tornadoes, and stuff like that happen. They happen in states that have low wages and just stuff that needs to be cleaned out. And it's like this. This country has never expanded beyond the Civil War and the 1930s and free trade. But we've never expanded beyond the poverty of 1930s, and we've never, ever really expanded out of the Civil War. We still have remnants of the Civil War in our mindset.
Mm. So basically we're engaging in an inner Civil War. We can't get past it. We're locked into it. It's an interesting thought.
But, I mean, and something, you know, Ian, if we ever quit teaching history and start writing, not history, but we start writing the present, we start having a present in
right.
the present.
Yep.
You know, even the Bible, and every book right now, start writing your own book, your own history. Write your new, your present history in the present moment, and we won't live in the past.
Yep. Yeah, well, you know, a lot of people are journaling at the moment. I keep coming across people who are journaling, and that's one of the reasons we offered the space on the Soulseed site was, you know, this has to be, this whole spiritual process has to be one which you write yourself. No one else can tell you. You know, that's one of the biggest shifts these days is that people are turning away from religion, not because they don't believe in God, not because they don't believe in spirit, not because they don't believe in, you know, the possibilities of life beyond death. People are turning away from religion because they're sick of being told by external authorities what they already know to be true. So I think that, you know, this concept of writing journals is very powerful in this day and age where people want to write their own spiritual book and walk their own spiritual path. And we're right into that at Soulseed. That's what we're all about. I mean, I've been a pastor in a church for a long time. And I'm just hanging on in the church. And the reason I just hang on is so that I can create a space for people who aren't looking for religion as usual, but are looking for the freedom and the space to actually write their own spiritual journal. So, yeah, I think that's one of the very major sociological trends of our time is that people are turning away from that aspect of religion. And I'm not just talking about the Pope. I mean, you know,
all uniform religion.
It's all of it. It doesn't matter what. It doesn't matter what brand of religion. It always has that same trap of people looking outside of themselves for truth, looking to the front, looking to the minister, looking to the Pope, looking to the guru, looking to the Zen master, you know, whatever it is. And spiritual traditions that are worth their salt will always have people who will point people back to themselves and not to the one at the front. So yeah, I think that's really important, and I think Soulseed is part of a trend these days, online or offline, doesn't matter, to help people direct their attention inward. And from that inward space, like we started saying at the start here, once you really look inward, I'm not talking about navel-gazing, but when you really look inward, you see the outside with clarity for the first time. So this is not like an introspective movement. This is like go within so that you can see without clearly. So you can see everything. You can see the whole world clearly when you look within properly, when you, you know, when you see mindfully, when you pause and really look with your inner eye.
That is absolutely right on the money. But you listen to your core and speak into the universe, because God in the universe, I call her Mrs. Universe, the womb of enterprising energies. They listen to the inner self, and they understand. Your inner self and your verbal word have to go hand in hand.
Right, yep. And yep. In the end, there's only one voice.
It is. And that's the oneness of the universe right there.
Right.
You know, this,
I hear it, Robin. I hear it in you, so I appreciate you.
Yeah, hearing you too, and that's what I like. We got to get to one thing here before everything else. Meg, your wife is in this with you, isn't she?
She's very much in this, and you know, if you if you go and visit the site, there's two blogs there. One's called The Grapevine and one's called Grassroots. The Grapevine, because we tried to create a whole theme around the site with a kind of a greenhouse, community garden feel. So the Grapevine is my blog where I write about spiritual issues. Grassroots is Meg's blog, and she writes about parenting, about family issues. And she has her own unique style of writing that is really well received. She's a brilliant writer and taps into everyday experience, you know, in a way I've never seen anyone else do. She's really excellent at that. So she's also created some pregnancy resources. So we've done the same thing, offering people going through pregnancy a way to be mindful through that experience and expand their experience, you know, their mindfulness through it, leading up to the day. So some affirmations, some thoughts, some space, some journaling for people going through that. So yeah, she's very much a part of it, and she is passionate about, you know, a lot of the same things we've been talking about, which is people tapping into their true essence and living it and loving it and being it and not being afraid of it and not running away from it. And yep, she's right there with this as well.
And I'm on your website right now, and what I'm really seeing is that background, it catches your eyes, and then the trees, it opens up your, the way they're written, it kind of looks, the way they're presented, it kind of opens your eyes and makes you free on the inside. And that's where all the stuff is, and you know, excuse me, I listen, I read a lot on what's on the internet, on what people write, and I guess I've grown enough now, and I can pick out when people are in the conscious and when people are in their subliminal because of the words they use. When you use the words want and need, that engages your poverty consciousness. When you use the word desire, it opens you out to live with a passion.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense.
And you also said something earlier about addictions and cigarettes. And, you know, an addiction isn't really it's an addiction, but it's also a cigarette is a smoker's best friend because it's what they relied on all their life.
Yeah, right.
And what I'm really, the point I'm making here is Ian and Meg are touching into something on the subliminal landscape that will expand you. And that is where it's all at. You can write all the conscious words you want, but until you engage in that core, your life stays the same and you feel good inside society. It's when society becomes different and kind of, you know, like you want to create a space for yourself when you're in it, like Ian does at church. That's when you're expanding in your spiritual realm.
Mm-hmm.
And Ian, I got to say, you and Meg are doing an extensively great job doing that.
Well, thank you, Rob. I appreciate that. And we are in this with you and with a lot of people around the world who are interested in a new way of tapping back into the spiritual. So we consider ourselves privileged to be part of that new movement. It's a new way of expressing a movement that's as old as time itself. And we learn that from nature too. But yeah, we consider ourselves part of a very broad movement, a growing movement. We're very excited about it.
And the thing is we're in this economic recession. They call it a recession, but it's not a recession. It's an innovative meltdown. Now we're into the intuitive innovation to expand out of it because it's going to take people opening up their innovative wit to expand out of this. And in the way I feel, and this is the corporate way of living is coming to an end.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be more of a individual innovation with everybody's innovation culminating into one.
Right. Well, I think even corporate people are realizing that. I'm meeting people all the time in the corporate world who are saying this doesn't work. It doesn't work personally. It doesn't even work corporately. It doesn't even work as a way of doing business anymore. So I meet people whose companies are hiring basically mindfulness experts to sit in their meetings with them and keep them on track. I don't mean just keep them on point. I mean keep them focused on the core, the values, source of what the company is all about. So I think this is a very exciting time, and I think you're right. I think that very flatland way of doing business is coming to an end because it just doesn't work. I mean, it just doesn't work from any perspective, and people are realizing that. And, you know, like the guy that runs Whole Foods, John Mackey, I think he realized that quite a long time ago. So when I go into a Whole Foods store, I was in there last week. We don't have any where we live, but I was in one last week. And I see in those stores, I can feel it, that the guy that created this vision got that a long time ago. This is not just about making money. It can't be. And you won't even make money if all you're trying to do is make money. That's the kind of crazy irony of it. You won't make money if all you're trying to do is make money. You know, you'll make money when what you're doing is aligned from every perspective.
Your will energizes your money, you know, and will is wisdom, innovation, love, and laughter.
Right. Say that.
Will is wisdom, innovation, love, laughter.
I like that. I'm going to write that down. Wisdom, innovation, love, laughter.
When you put your will in the world, God, Mrs. Universe will bless you with them. Energized, blissful life.
Nice.
And, you know, it's just a play on words, but it's the subliminal is what, when you speak, it's how does the subliminal landscape feel when you're speaking? Is it shut down or open? Because it's, I call it my confused curiosity moves me forward. Because I can't move forward, Ian, thinking I know something. I got to be confused to look for the wisdom.
Right. Yeah, very true, very true.
And right now the whole world's in a confused curiosity. They know something's better, but they don't know how to get there. And it's,
right.
You know, if you're watching Washington, D.C. right now, that's confusion with no outcome.
Yeah, I'd like to see a little less there. But, I think what happens is what the ego tries to do in confusion is to untangle the confusion so that they can get some security, and that's not the way through confusion. Security is not the answer. It's actually an acceptance of insecurity that's the answer. So when we all have moments of confusion, you know, I had a major one today, you know, and when you get yourself in that sort of funk, and you think the answer is to find something you can hold on to, like some security you can hold on to. That's the ego. The answer to confusion, I think curiosity is a much better word. Curiosity is a great word in the midst of confusion because it's open and it's looking, you know, it's expanding and it's looking for possibilities. So I think curiosity is just a really profound spiritual quality to have in the midst of difficult times.
Well, when you're curious about, and see, it's like right now, this Mercury retrograde started in the first weekend in April. That it started on a Friday, and Sunday, my computer crashed.
Oh, did it?
Yeah. And, you know, I just looked at it, and I said, okay, this is in divine order for my higher good. What is it?
Huh?
See, that's what people have to, and this really has helped me, expanded me. Whenever I get to looking at something, I say, okay, that was in divine order, and I'm in divine order, so my life has always been in divine order. Where is my expanding wisdom to move forward?
Right.
And that you can use expanding because it makes you look outward. And it's, you know, curiosity is your zealous explorer going through life.
Hmm. Wow. That's good.
And that's what the world is. Right now, the world is looking for the Ian Lawtons and the Meg Lawtons of the world to expand it because they got a forthright foresight to live a better way.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, every now and again, I agree with you, what you're saying there, and I really buy into that vision. Every now and again, the vision seems too big. It's like, oh, I don't know if I can do that. I don't know if I can fill that vision. It's too much. And then what I always come back to is, like, I don't have to fill it. I've just got to be one with it.
It's what am I doing in this instant to engage in myself to expand into that vision.
Right.
That's all it is.
Yep.
See, people, and this is my big one. I want to set the goal. I want to set the intention today, and I want to live in it in 5 minutes.
Right. Yeah.
But it's the journey to it is where the real patience is wisdom. Wisdom is wealth, innovation, sapience, determination, optimizing manifestation.
Right. Yeah, if things, two thoughts come to mind there. One is you have to work your whole life to be an overnight success. And the other one is that nothing, let me see if I can get this straight in my head, nothing worth doing can be achieved in one lifetime.
That one there is the most omnipotent statement anybody can take. Because all this is a spiritual, all we are is a spiritual magnetic force expanding our spirit for the next journey.
Right. It's just a spiritual blink.
It is a spiritual blink. And that's all this is a spiritual blink.
To make it count.
And you know, that's the reason, you know, if you see the world as it really is, how are we any different today? Outside of technology and modernization, how are we any different today, Ian, than we were at the beginning of time?
Right.
I mean, really, how are we any different?
We think we're smarter.
We are, but we're really, for the times, we're not. I mean, we still have war, pillage, and plunder, and an egotistical toughness as the way we live. And the true spiritual leader of the modern times was Gandhi, and he took down an empire without firing a shot.
Right. Yeah. Well, we measure success these days by height, and we forget about depth.
Yeah.
Unless your depth matches your height, then you know you'll fall. You'll be completely out of balance. You'll fall over. So you know, there's a reason why symmetry has a reason.
And Ian, if somebody wanted to get a hold of you and Meg, how would they do it besides going to www.soulseeds.com? They can email you there.
Yeah, we welcome emails. And I'm Ian@soulseeds.com and Meg is Meg@soulseeds.com. Those addresses are on the website. And we welcome communication from people, ideas, you know, affirmations you're looking for, you know, anything, just feedback. Dialogue, we're open to all of it. We consider ourselves one with all people, and we welcome all comments, all people, no matter what your background, if you're religious or not religious, it doesn't matter to us. Come and be part of the site, check in with us, let us know some of your story. We're very interested. So yeah, anyone's welcome.
Okay, that's soulseeds.com. I gotta be upfront and honest with everybody. When you're listening to Ian, this is not coming from his head. It's coming from his heart. And this is a passion if you're listening to his voice. And you know, that's something that I've really become the tone to, is listening to people's voice when they're doing it for show or when they're doing it for optimizing people's lives. And Ian, you're doing it for optimizing people's life. My hat's off to you.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, Rob. I'm not a smart person. I just feel what I feel and tap into the energy that's around me, and I think you do the same thing. So I think you're a kindred spirit, brother.
So are you. But you said something right there. You feel it. You're an emotional genius, and that is where life is when you can get to optimizing emotions behind something, you can go through any intelligence, any IQ, because the IQ is important, but we're in the IQ of the world right now, and look at the situation. It's taken a grassroots movement of emotional intelligence to move the world forward.
Right, yep, yep. I'm totally with you on that, and, you know, I would encourage all your listeners to tap into the various intelligences that you all have, you know, whether it's your IQ, your EQ, your SQ, your spiritual intelligence, your artistic intelligence, your nature intelligence. There are so many, and tap into all of them. Let them all be gifts for you and paths to travel on. They're all there. I'm really, really glad to talk to you, Rob, and you run a great show, and pleased to be part of it and pleased to connect with your listeners. And, you know, I come with my own accent. I've got an Aussie accent, as you can tell, and it doesn't matter. You know, it just doesn't matter. We're all one, and
well,
we're all in this together.
That's the thing right there with the internet and the spiritual enterprising energies of the world. We're actually going to have a force of energy that will move the world forward. And that's what they don't understand is going to be the force of the energy and the ethers of the universe that is going to fissure the old patterns.
Right. Yeah.
And you can feel it. I feel it when I listen to you because it's in your heart. And the heart is opening. And it's going to take people with energizing wit to move this world forward, and that's a culmination of people understanding. The less we know and the more we understand, the further the world will go.
Yep. Well, and you know, you're encouraging that, and I'm going to guess that a lot of your listeners are on this path, so you know, we're not alone.
Yeah, and here, the next time you're on, Ian, it won't only be on Blog Talk, it'll be on live stream.
Okay.
We'll be doing a video conference call. I'm changing the show to half hours, but I'm going to do Blog Talk and live stream at the same time. I'm just working out the kinks now.
All right, good. Well, I'm ready for that. You just let me know. Let me know when the next time we can talk. It's been great to chat with you, Rob.
Well, here's the thing about Soul Seeds. Soul Seeds, Ian and Meg, there is a soulful light for them to expand people. So people, you energize them because they're energizing you. And that's the thing. When somebody's doing something for you, you got to give back. You receive the information, but yet you give back. And you know, something I can see it and I hear it. Ian told you his legacy tonight. And Ian is living his legacy right now. So how do you feel Ian and Meg and Ian can be a teacher in your life as you are a teacher in theirs? That's the way life is. Everybody's my teacher. And that's
right.
The way I look at life. I've learned a lot just here tonight, and I learn on every show. That's my intention.
Yeah, I've come to this earth to learn what I'm teaching.
That's absolutely true. And now, Ian, people can get a hold of you on soulseeds.com at Ian at Soul Seeds and Meg at Soul Seeds.
Yeah,
and, you know,
we got a Facebook page too. If you use Facebook, we got a Soul Seeds page. I've also got a personal page. I welcome friends on that. That's just I Lawton, and that's Lawton. I'm on Twitter. I got a couple of different Twitter accounts, and spend a good amount of time on Twitter. So, you know, if listeners are out there and want to connect by Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, through the website, through email, all of the above, you know, just tap in where it suits you and connect with us. We'd love to hear from you.
And see, it's the energizing of each other energizes the world. So we're down to the last, well, we're going to be down to 3 minutes. Ian, when somebody comes to Soul Seeds, what is going to be their optimum outcome when they leave that your website?
They're going to remember who they are. They're going to leave smiling because they're going to remember who they are and who they're connected to and what their life means and the fact that they're one with God. So whatever name, whatever word you use to describe that, whatever language you use, it doesn't matter. The words don't matter. It's the feeling of it. And anyone who comes to Soul Seeds will go away. And I get this feedback all the time. It's like you go away smiling. It's like, ah, I feel like I've just had a retreat. I've just, you know, just had a massage, or, you know, it's just been like, wow, it's just peaceful. And it's a reminder of who you are at your essence.
They did get a spiritual massage.
Yeah. What we're offering.
Yeah. But anyway, that's the thing. When people can leave away smiling, you're a success.
That's what we hope. To create more smiles in the world, you know, more laughter, more hugging, more loving, more caring. More peace.
And, you know, actually living in an egotistical life is the hardest life you can live.
Oh, it's torture.
That's what it is.
Why we spend so many years doing it is beyond me.
Well, we're taught that in history. We thought by being egotistical, you know, if we're mean to somebody, we're tougher than they are. But actually, people that can communicate and listen are the strongest people in the world.
Right. Yep.
You know, it's like you take an athlete that's, you know, 6'3", 6'4", weighs 240 pounds, picks on a kid that's 5'9", weighs 160 pounds. It isn't because of the physical. It's because on the subliminal landscape, the football player feels inadequate. The big man feels inadequate.
Right.
And see, that's what's happening. The people with all the physical tools feel inadequate around people with high intelligence.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And that's kind of why that happens.
Well, you know, great blessings to you, Rob, and to all your listeners. And I will look forward to connecting with you again and really, really enjoyed our time chatting.
And next time we'll do it on live stream. We'll have it so you can have a video to put on your website.
Nice. Sweet.
And I really want to thank Ian and all the listeners for being here. And tomorrow night, Tom Ski and I are going to talk about Be Wisdom Publishing, Be First Cowboy Wisdom, and All Tied Up Production. And we're going to do the first initial inauguration of live stream. And I really want to thank Ian and all the listeners, and we will see you tomorrow night, and we're going to say good night.
Thanks, Rob.
You betcha.